Okay, hello there, listeners. This is a part two of an episode, so if you want to get what I'm speaking about, so go first to part one, you need it to understand. Okay, so I'm going back to the conversation with Ilana, one of the organizers of Tzav Teisha, and I just asked her in a WhatsApp message, how does she justify her activity while knowing that it will cause the starvation to death of entire population in Gaza, and specifically about the starvation to death of babies, little children, retarded people, and autistic people, people that are lack the mental capability of knowing even what's going on. Starving to death because of the activity of the organization that she organized. So I asked her what claims do you have to justify that? So she answered that in there, as far as they care, as long as there is food, Hamas took care of it. Because Hamas is controlling all commercial that is entered. If they are hungry, Hamas did not take care of them. It's true that Hamas don't care about the simple civilians, but they are sitting upon the civilians. Without the civilian support from below, they are falling. If they're hungry, they should bring the hostages back. As long as we continue feeding them, they have no reason to give up. Again, kind of like I kind of see I see the logic in what she's saying, but again, she like yeah, she's saying hungry, and I say starvation to death, but except that. She don't tell me we are not starving people to death, and mainly she just ignore my question about the people that are about the morality aspect of starving to death, people that are not even capable of understanding the situation. So I re-ask that, and I reply, yes, I understand this. As I said, I really hope that civilian pressure will gain the right solution, the right target. But what about the helpless people, as I said, the ones that are missing the capability of understanding situation and therefore cannot be supporter of Hamas? Babies, little children, retarded people, and autistic people. How do we justify for ourselves and like in front, how do we justify to ourselves and to the and to the God starving them to death? Is there any reference to that in the manifest of Tzav Teisha or by any religious authority? As you probably know, understand if you listen to preview episode, I'm not only not religious, I'm also like very, very anti monotheistic. Kind of have allergic to monotheism now. But the reason that I use the idea of God and the religious authority and asked about it is because as I see from the videos that it's published in the WhatsApp group, I see that most of the activators in Tzav Teisha are religious people. It's quite it's not surprising at all, cause the extreme right wing in Israel is mostly religious people. So I'm trying to get her logic. So I'm going to her kind of mindset and cultural world and trying to understand what her line of thought out of her cultural base. So what she reply is that. I'm taking care more to my helpless people, to my babies, to my elders. After I know that they are okay, I can take care to the rest of the helpless people, even if their dad is not taking care of them. But this is me. I really respect whoever think otherwise. I think this is the most it's a it's kind of like it's gave me a lot of optimistic view in a way, this message of her, because, well, I don't know if she's honest, and I don't know if her opinion is it could be replied to the rest of the activators in the organization, because I do see many, I hear many extreme right-wing people saying terrible stuff about really wanting to kill all Gaza people. You can clearly see it when they referred them as Amalek. I mentioned it before. Amalek is a nation that is not existing now, but she is mentioned as a nation a lot in the Bible. And according to the Bible, it's a command to kill every Amalek. Like, if a religious Jewish people meet an Amalek person, it's his religious obligation to kill him, all of them. So by saying that Gaza people are Amalek, which I don't hear that much now, but when the war started, it was quite common to hear that. So it's kind of mean that, yeah, we should kill them all. So what she's saying is different. What she's saying is, I just put my people, my, what she defined as my hair, helpless people, in priority of the rest, helpless people. And she's saying, after I know that my helpless people are okay, I can take care for the rest of the helpless people, which is, I'm kind of happy to see that she thought of saying that she, and maybe she's honest about that. It's kind of showing me, and that's a very important thing that I want to say about this conversation. It's kind of showing me that that the base of her idea, the base of her motivation is positive. She also act out of love, I believe, but something went wrong there, cause even if you act out of love, starving to death an entire population of people, that it's a thing that she is promoting physically, is not promoting love, as I see that. So I continue, and I ask her, I told her, do you mean the babies, children, and you do mean the babies, children, that and old people that are under captivity? Yeah, it's mean the idea is that returning the Israeli helpless people give legitimation, is this how you said it? I hope you understand me. To starving the helpless Gaza people, like, because you want to bring the helpless Israeli people back, so it's like okay to starve to death the Gaza people. I'm just thinking to myself, those helpless people are all equally helpless and equally uninvolved. Again, I'm speaking only the ones that are missing the mental capability of understanding the situation. And according to the story of the Bibles, everyone are equally creations of God. Again, I'm going to like her cultural word. And number speaking, I assume that that there is in Gaza much more than 134 babies, little children, retarded people, and autistic. And yet, in your perspective, rescuing those is worth and justified killing these? I'm asking. By the way, I used the number 134. Just because that's the number of Israeli hostages in Gaza. No. So I ask that, and she answer, in my perspective, rescuing the people of my home is preview to the rescue of the other, not justifying, preview. I will use the same term that you allowed yourself to use. In your perspective, I think in this sentence she's like trying to speak to describe what she thinks that I am saying. In your perspective, I need to give up the rescue of my of the people of my home because there are many more that are hungry. Again, she say hungry, not starving to death, but yeah. So yeah, she's saying that it's not justifying its preview, but yet she is physically activate to starve those people to death. So I find it this specific, I find a bit hypocrite. But again, I see optimistic light in the fact that she's not saying, yeah, I don't care, all Gaza people can die, they're all like devils and demons, and they're all Nazis, and they born evil, so it's good to kill them all. She's not saying that. She's just saying it's so important to me to rescue the people of what she defined as my home people, so it's preview to the rescue of the other. And I can understand from what she's saying and what out of what she's doing, and is that rescuing small amount of people from her home is justifying, as I see it, causing death by starvation or by bombs or whatever to big amount of people that are not from her home. Now she end the conversation by saying, I recognize when a discussion start to be unfruitful, when one person puts stuff in the mouth of the other. So with this, I will thank you for this long, detailed discussion. It's very important to me, but with this, I will end this conversation and go to do other things. Hope you will understand. Wish only the best to everyone upon the earth, and praying to the return of our sons home peacefully. This is what she said. So I answered, thank you, Ilana, for the precious time you dedicate to me, and put an emoji of namaste. So what I already said, I think most of the stuff that I'm thinking about it. I want to mention maybe like the one more important thing that is actually, I think this is how I will call this this podcast. It's the question is, if she is motivated out of love and care, how could it be that she activate to starve people, like hundreds of thousands of people, to death? So my understanding of it is the root of it, in my opinion, is the idea of separation, the idea of us and them. Again, going back to the roots of the ideas that I'm trying to put here in the podcast, the fact that humans are capable of understanding themselves as separate from the rest of the world, yeah, and understanding themselves as separate of other people, and then the idea, the imaginary idea of a nation that allowed them to see a group of specific people as deeply conceptually separate from another group. So you have the idea of us and them, like the Pink Floyd song. It's like echoing in my mind when I'm thinking about this issue, us and them. So if we have us and them, so you can apply different level of care for us comparing to them, and even as I said in preview episodes, different values of morality upon the us and upon the them, and in this way you can see a certain group of people as like completely different level important than other group of people, and in this way you can do activity that might in some way help someone, and while doing this, murdering hundreds of thousands of people by starvation to death. So I think I do think that in her essence, she's probably a good person. I find every person good in his deep essence, and I do think that the deep motivation of her actions are out of love and care. But I think her mind is ignorant with the idea of separation and the idea of nations together, combining to the idea of us and them, and this is very poison. So what I'm recommending is to stop thinking in terms of us and them, and see the bigger the bigger picture, as people from outside of Israel probably very automatically see, and yeah, and look for the benefit of all, really. Yeah, look for the benefit of all and get rid of this idea of nations. It's just make us harm and help, like people that are hungry for power to keep on power by scaring you out of the other. So I think we should drop our loyalty to those leaders that are keep mentioning us that we are we and they are them, and they are scary, so we need to attack them. We need to stop believe this bullshit. We are all connected with the organic network of connections, energetically, biologically, chemically, financially. We are all connected. Caring for the I is caring for the us. That's it. Thank you, listeners, for listening.